We are in the middle of National Healthcare Decision Week. We're going to find out how to get the conversation started about your loved ones and about their care wishes. You've got to divide it up, Doctor, into three segments: discuss, decide, and document. So I guess, how do we begin this discussion with our loved ones about end of care wishes?
So there's easy steps to start this conversation. The first one is to choose an advocate. You know, choose someone who you would want to speak for you if you couldn't speak for yourself. Then you want to talk to your advocate. Very important piece in that your advocate should know your care preferences. You want to document your wishes. You want to go ahead and get it written down. And then you want to share it. You want to give a copy of your plan to your family, your doctor, and to your advocate.
Your advocate, do you recommend a friend, a family member, a professional? Where do we go?
So an advocate could be anyone you would like. So you want it to be somebody who knows you well, somebody who's calm in a crisis, someone who really understands your decisions and is not afraid to ask questions of your care providers and advocate on your behalf in the event of an unforeseen emergency where you can't speak for yourself.
You find out through this conversation project that you've conducted, 90% of people think it's important, but only 30% have done it. So why a discrepancy, and how do you kind of get motivated, if not you as an individual, yes, to do it, but maybe a family member who you think maybe it's time you tell us what you want to do when it gets to that point?
Yeah. So this conversation can sometimes feel awkward for family members, but I cannot highlight how important it is. I've been on both sides of the spectrum, both as a family member who once received a call in the middle of the night to make a decision for a family member who had not shared with me that I was their designated healthcare advocate, and I had to make really big clinical decisions from them without being well prepared. And also as a physician, I've sadly had to be on the other end of the phone calling families and letting them unexpectedly know that their loved one is in a critical situation, and we need to make decisions with them. And so it can be very distressing when nobody's ready, but if we have those wishes written down, it makes the process for the family much easier.
Is it an all or nothing? Is it saying, do everything you can to keep me alive, or don't do anything? Or is there sort of a balance, or do you kind of have specific cases of how you would want to be treated?
So my advice is always to focus more on the life that you want to have, the things that are important to you, versus thinking about exact different clinical scenarios. A clinical team can take care of explaining to that advocate the finer details of clinical decisions, but more important for the family members or the advocate is to know, would my family member want this as part of their life or not? And so important to know that ahead of time.
And I guess the writing down part clarifies the, well, they told me this at one time, or we talked about this at one time. And if they're conflicting, then at least the paperwork kind of presents it. Now, how is that paperwork legal, or is it, you know, how do you make it so that is the wishes that you have?
So the most important thing is it doesn't, although oftentimes it is part of a legal document, it doesn't have to be. And on our website, we have a great worksheet that helps people start documenting and writing things down.
So it just sort of takes you through the process for that. And is there no, I guess anybody could go at any time, so any time is the best time to maybe start this.
Absolutely. It's very important to be prepared for the unforeseen.
Doctor, you mentioned sometimes family members may not be aware, maybe some are. Let's say they all get together and some say, I can't believe that's what Aunt Martha wanted. How do you deal with those circumstances?
And that is why, you know, we're out this week getting the message out that we have to have a conversation. We have to share it. We have to write it down because it takes that very uncomfortable conversation from ever happening. It should be clear to all of those around you exactly what your wishes would be.
Where's the best place then to keep this information? So that obviously you have to tell somebody where this is, or you have everything in one spot. Mm-hmm. What do you recommend for that?
You want to have multiple copies. So you want to give a copy to your family, to your doctor, to your advocate, so that it's in multiple places.
It's National Healthcare Decision Week. Our guest today, Dr. Tanya Medico from Optum Care Clinical Performance. If people want to find out more about what we've talked about, get that conversation started, where is a good place to get some details?
They can go to www.optumcare.com/NHDD, and they can discuss, decide, and document.
Sounds good. That's NHDD for National Health Decision, NHDD for that decision day. Doctor, we appreciate your time and getting us thinking about this conversation. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.